What's happening?
Get ready for us. We're going live.
Fellas,
it's a chance of the three part life. What's going on?
Bruno Diaz from Jersey. He is the sound guru, Captain Literal, mouth like a sailor, the stickler, funny one-liners, the beard. B is a Gemini, and he drinks Jack Daniels. Jason Campbell from Philly. He's Mr. Fashion, the triple threat, the straight shooter, loved by all. Mr. Full Out with Philly, dance and dance. Jason's an Aries, and he drinks whiskey. Darren Lorenzo from Atlanta. He is the smooth talker, soul brother, the creator, the straight shooter, the night charmer, the muscle. D is a Sagittarius, and he drinks cognac and much more.
When I get to the bottom of my bucket list.
Is there ever a show or a ship that either one of you wished you had done that you hadn't?
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages?
I would have liked to have done Rock of Ages just because of the style. I mean, it was more like jazz. And I love the music, of course. It's, you know, iconic, you know, all those bands and all the representation for that era, you know, '80s.
May I guess your character that I think you would have probably wanted to go in?
Go ahead. I can't wait to hear this. Go ahead.
No. It's not a bad thing, but you tell me. Would you have been a Franz?
I knew you were going to say that. No.
No, because he also dances. Because he also dances, right?
I guess. I don't know. And it's a comedic role. I think
It
would have been fun. Like, older, I would have loved to have played T. Scott's, his...
Lonnie.
Yes. That would have been fun to play that. And then also, I'm a chorus boy. Like, I love to be in the chorus. So I'd love to have been, like, in the chorus, just having fun.
You sing as well, Jason?
Yeah.
Oh. So would you have done, like, the Jersey Boys?
Like punk or something, right? Like the punk guy in
yes,
Rock of Ages.
Yes, that's what I would want to have been. Yeah. Jersey Boys, I don't know if it's my shtick, but maybe, I don't know. No, not Jersey Boys. I love watching the show.
Yeah.
A little bit. I like watching it. I don't want to perform it. It looks a little bit boring to me. That sounds hard.
Yeah. But I get it. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that book kind of musical that you're like, I get it.
Yeah.
What about you, Bruno? Is there a ship or show that you would want to do?
Ship or show? I don't know. Well, I've been very fortunate to do most of the ships for the company. There are some that I haven't. I can definitely count those in one hand for sure.
I wish you had done After Midnight.
I wish I would have done it too. And I think the current cast that's going on or is there now, I think might be the last one.
They brought it again? Yeah, they had the last one already.
Well, yeah, in the spring, I think that's finishing. And I think in the fall,
they're still on. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I don't know what their plan is because 6 is meant to go on The Escape now to replace After Midnight. It was going to be this fall, but budgets and all that stuff, because they're redoing the Choir of Man version on The Escape. They're making it like the encore with like two floors and a live band now. They're going to do that in the dry dock in September. And they're adding Sid Norman's Poorhouse that I'm going to be installing there too. And then 6 got pushed to, I believe, maybe early or second quarter next year.
Okay. Do you like Choir of Man better in the smaller venue or the bigger venue?
I've actually never done it. I've never seen it because Escape and Encore are two of the ships besides the Spirit that I haven't done. Those are, I think, the three ships that I haven't done yet. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. I was going to do during the relaunch, Encore Choir of Man was the one I was going to do. But then scheduling got, you know, things got shipped during the relaunch and the restart, actually, I should say. Things got moved around a lot. So then Choir of Man got pushed over a little bit later. And at that time, I was already booked for 6 at Breakaway and Epic, Burn the Floor, and a bunch of other different things. So then it just like conflicted. So I wasn't able to do it.
Choir of Man is a wonderful show.
I would love to do it. I think I would have so much fun doing it. I heard so many great things.
Darren, you'd be great in that show too.
I guess that would be one that I, because when I saw it, but then that was around the time that I departed. So it was right before. So I was like, damn, I would love to see it. So I got a chance to see it on the small stage and the big stage. And then I left.
How was the smaller venue? Did you like it in the smaller venue or the bigger?
I like it better in the smaller venue. Now, with what Bruno is saying is about to happen with it, I would love to see that to compare it. But yeah. For me, the smaller venue, the intimate, I mean, like the passing out of the beer, because you don't have to bring anybody out of the audience aspect. Everybody's sitting. You feel like you're at the bar.
Yeah.
Right.
When you're there. So I liked it better there. Whereas in, you know, you're in the theater, you sit in a seat and they might pull some people up, but it's like, yeah, you feel like you're part of it more in the intimate venue. Yeah.
You feel like you're watching a show and then a part of the show instead of actually being in the venue and surrounded.
Like you walked into Woody's and then something just started happening. Some people just start tapping on the table and you're like, shit.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I would love to see what they're about to do with it. I mean, I know that Robbie found it in, what do you call the festival?
Fringe.
Yeah, Fringe.
In Edinburgh.
Yeah. So I know he found it there. So I wonder how they did it there versus how they did it on the ship initially.
But aren't they doing something with a spinoff of this show as well? I feel like there is some kind of spinoff that's coming in as well.
Oh, yeah?
Huh. Of like, it's like the, never mind. No.
Oh, you might be talking about what he was talking about. Sid Norman's. Are you thinking about that more so? No.
No. Well, Noise Boys is on the Primo right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a spinoff of it or maybe the same people or the same concert.
It's the guy who does all the tapping. I think he choreographed. It's something like that.
Ah, okay. Maybe similar people.
Noise Boys or something. It's something like that. So never mind.
Yes. The same people, I think. Yeah, you're right. I think it's the same people.
Yep.
So Noise Boys is like beatboxing and singing and dancing, like a lot of tapping and stuff like that. I didn't get a chance to see it because with summer getting some pushback because of problem A, problem B, problem C, it pushed everything back. So I wasn't able to see the rehearsals for Noise Boys.
It was really cool. The concept that they have for it is going to be amazing. There's no dancing. It is literally all tap.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All tap dancing. And then the girl, there's a female lead, and she is like she talks about the warehouse, like in a warehouse, but she sings, but then she raps. So she's like, you know, spitting out rhymes and talking about each character and what they do and da 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 da. Then she'll go into like some like song. And the girl that was doing it, her voice was a little shot because they've been rehearsing nonstop. And so her understudy was like on the corner and she was kind of lip syncing, but it looked like if this girl that was singing this, she was amazing. I'm sure that the lead, their first pick of what they wanted, I'm sure she was, you know, incredible. So, but it was a really cool concept. I think for me, if I would do anything with that show, I would just maybe add some dancers in it. But we didn't get a chance to see it from start to finish because somebody got COVID, you know, this shit's going. Somebody got COVID, so they weren't able to be in. So we would just kind of like, okay, we're going to do this number. Then we'd all clap, you know, and then it'd be like, all right, you know, we're going to move, you know, three steps forward just this because we don't have this. But then also he's going to, you know, do some beatboxing.
Stick them, ha, 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 stick them. Stick them, ha, 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 stick them. Stick them, ha, 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 stick them. Gonna run the beatbox in the best fucking rhythm.
And the beatboxers were like insane. Like it was
really. What did they get them from?
I think from New York and LA. I'm just gonna go with those places. They were insane. Like they were.
Like, I'm choosing those spots.
I think one of the guys that was on the Prima now. I think he's well. He sounds British, but it doesn't mean. I mean,
is
maybe
the
he's from
guy
London.
With the beard?
No, smaller guy, beardish, but no, a smaller guy than a big guy.
Okay.
But there were a lot of people. I didn't get a chance to see. But one time I did come into rehearsal because they were rehearsing in Sid Norman's. Because at first they were rehearsing outside of the ship. So like they would stay in a hotel. They would rehearse in a studio. They were rehearsing in a studio in Venice. And then they would come to the ship to sleep. And that was going on because they were teching summer and things were going on in the theater and building the theater still. And then when they finally left the yard, you know, everyone had to be on the ship and then they needed a place to rehearse. So they used Sid Norman's to like, you know, kind of like dance on and stuff. And I just walked in and I remember one time during rehearsal and there was a guy like kind of like beatboxing and some people dancing a little bit on the side. But I just popped in my head and then, you know, popped my head in and then walked out.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how well it's going to do on the ship. You know, it's I feel like it's very specific of, you know, a clientele. But it's so interesting. I mean, you're just blown away. Like the one guy did a set, he went from like trip hop to house to, you know, something else to drum and bass, like just, and with all it's just his mouth, but it sounded like he was, you know, doing like, he was singing during it and then beatbox. I mean, it was incredible.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, you never know, never say never, but they have asked us for dates of availability to come back to do the Disco Wonderland, the summer after party that I was meant to do.
Where's that on? Is it Prima?
It's on the Prima because, again, you know, summer tech kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed. So we weren't able really to get on stage or really tech anything else. Like the game shows that they're going to do there, everything got pushed. So they're asking for us to maybe come back another time.
Well, I saw on Google, like I was Googling something. I don't know what I was looking at, looking for something. Yeah. But then, you know how they have like the news at the bottom of your screen? And it was like, Region Prima, you know, holds back, you know, two cruises because they're not ready, yada, 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 to go on. And I was like, oh, shit.
But listen, I mean, so when we were in Prima, on the yard in Venice, in Majera, whatever it is, right across, like, we can see the Viva already halfway built. At least the outside is finished because they actually did take it out for floating trials.
Yeah, I saw that.
When we were there. And that was supposed to come out early June. It's now been postponed till early August. Because they're already expecting delays because of like delivery, whatever the fucks.
Wait, early September, you mean?
No, August. They said August. It was supposed to come out early June.
Oh.
Then they've delayed next year, I'm talking about. And then they delayed it 2 weeks. So it was going to come out mid-June. And then now they've added another 6 weeks to that. So it brings it to like early August.
Okay.
Good Lord. Did they say what was wrong with it exactly? Or
no, they've said because of shipping issues.
Now, this is not the one that you were already on. Just on,
no,
right?
No. That was a Prima. Okay. No, this is the Viva. This is the Leonardo Project Part 2. This is the second one of the class.
Yeah. Got it.
So, I mean, it's a year before it goes out. It's already delayed, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's so many things backed up. We can't get gear because everything's on back order. I mean, COVID just really shook the fucking world. It's just caused delays everywhere.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to see Donna Summer, the musical, on... Like, did you see any kind of rehearsal process with that?
I saw some rehearsals, some tech. They did it in some.
I wish I could have done that one. That's one I wish.
That would have been a good show for you as well.
Yeah.
Kimberly Locke the lead? Was Kimberly Locke playing the lead? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I think her name came up. I was talking about it today with Tara. There's another director here. We were talking about Donna Summer the musical, and I think Kimberly Locke's name came up, and I was like, oh shit, that's pretty amazing if she was, you know, in the show. She's incredible.
I know that. I mean, they're like divas, so I mean, they brought some heavy hitters. Apparently, I didn't get a chance to meet many people from there or anybody really. There was so many creatives and directors and producers and assistants and whatever. Brand new ship, brand new show, so technical. And everyone's running around everywhere, so wasn't a lot of time to hang out.
I had at that point to take a break before I had to come back again, so I missed their whole process.
I was going to ask you guys, I'm glad you brought that up, Jason. You think either one of you guys will work on that show?
Which show? Summer.
Donna. Summer, or yeah, I'm sorry, I'm about to say Donna, but Summer.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I'm pretty set with the shows that I do. I don't think if I get something new to learn and to teach, that'd be amazing. But in a sense, I think it calls for like a choreographer who teaches all the choreography. Then they have a director who actually stage directs the proper show. So I mean, could I do it? Maybe, but it's not my wheelhouse yet. Directing like a huge production show, you know.
So no, I got you.
Yeah.
And they're probably still with the creators of that particular brand first, because it's usually how they start those things off.
I mean, I visited there. I spoke to the guy. It's the same people. It's usually the Broadway people or the people that are doing the tours or Vegas.
At least for like the first couple of contracts.
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I was able to go and do six from the very beginning, but there was always like, you know, six always sends their people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so there's always like two sound people, two lighting people, two, you know, somebody for choreo and music, obviously. And so it's always a big install. You know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man. What is that, Jason? Is that just a...
Mountain Dew.
There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain
Dew. Yeah, I wanted to put in glass. I went to Potbelly's. That's across the... You're at a hotel, right, Bruno?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're in the apartments, it looks like.
I'm in the apartments right now. Uh-huh. But Potbelly's, there's a whole new like complex that kind of opened up over there. Potbelly's, there's a Jersey Mike's is over there. Poke, yeah. Like Pokeballs, Bowls, and I think Culver's. So,
Jason, are you in the same apartments that they used to have for the creatives? Or are you in the new apartments that they got for the cast and stuff and they moved everybody there?
No, we're in the same apartment that they have for creatives.
The Century, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Century, yeah, I've been there. I lived there before. When I was working in offices.
Okay.
Or like, yeah, they're cool. They're fine. I used to walk around that whole thing on the phone because when I ever had an apartment mate, and I was like, oh, if I have to have a private conversation, I would just start walking.
Every time I went to the apartments, it smelled like it was like freshly painted or something.
Yeah, I mean, they're just not lived in. It's just not. I mean, listen. I'm glad we have a place to stay, and I get it.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's just the furniture is kind of wah-wah. Like,
I mean, yeah,
not that comfortable.
No, but I mean, yeah, no, I wasn't saying that in a complaining way. Of that, it just seemed like it was always like, you know, like not lived in enough.
Exactly. It always was that way.
Yeah.
But I mean, Carlene and Liz, when they used to live in them.
Right.
The cool thing was, is like when you would come back, there wasn't many people that were here.
Right.
So their apartment was
decorated.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It looked like somebody has been living there for years. Right. And for me, like Stefano, I usually live with Stefano, and Soho had his room.
Oh, that's my boy. I love Stefano. He's great.
Right? Yeah. So he would have pictures in his room all set up. I mean, I can't be bothered. But it does. What it feels like.
Yeah, because they store stuff in that little shed.
Oh, then still there. Yeah, we still have it. But we are moving complexes as well.
To the one where the artists are, or somewhere place else?
I don't think they're going to put us with them. I think it's going to be somewhere else. So I think they're keeping 10, apartments here, and then they're going to get another complex to have somewhere else.
Is it
going
to be closer to the creative studios?
I don't know. I hope so. I mean, that'd be... Mm-hmm. Great, but I mean, I like kind of living out here, but it'd be nice to live. I don't know. No, I'm not sure. I mean, there's a place that's kind of like on the way when you're driving there.
Mm-hmm.
Where Peter Smith lives.
I like a couple of those places. I'm like, oh, I wish. Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, we just need an update with this place, but
yeah. So they've put at least all the creators for six. I think other shows too. They put us up in the hotel. It's like the Hilton Honors. It's like the to stay suites or something.
Now, is that because you guys are there for a shorter period of time?
I'm only here for a week, but they've been here for like a month or 3 weeks or whatever.
Wow.
I mean,
because usually the month or 3 weeks, they put them in the apartments.
Usually. But again, like he was saying, is I think they're trying to do away with the or moving out of the apartments. So now they're like, all right, well, this is the choice that we have. I don't know what kind of deal they have. Don't know. But it's one of those. Yeah. Deal.
Yeah.
So I'm like right across the street from Dave and Buster's, the Top Golf.
Oh, yeah.
I actually just walked there for dinner to the Dave and Buster's.
Oh,
yeah. I'm over there.
Right there.
Now, who's working with Liz on her new project?
John Skufka.
Bingo Jamboree.
That's what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. 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 So is that a spinoff of something that they worked on at NCL or something completely separate?
No. She completely different thing. Yeah, Liz is doing her thing outside and within.
Cool.
And for NCL, but they're not associated. But she's more than happy to talk to people about her shows because she's got some ideas.
She's doing well. She did some stuff at Six Flags as well.
Texas. And then,
Texas.
So is it that type of, it's the type of show you put in an amusement park?
No.
She was just doing a separate thing, doing some stuff there with some production shows. And then she did this whole thing with Bingo Jamboree with John Skufka. And it looks like it's doing well. It looks like it's a lot of fun and it's getting.
Yeah, I think there's some interest and stuff. No, the Six Flags that she was doing in Texas, some other creatives Beetle and his wife Brandy, Michael Beetle and his wife Brandy,
they went over.
Yeah, they went over to Six Flags in Texas, and they brought in Liz to do some of the music directing stuff over there.
They were my roommates for a little bit.
Oh yeah,
Did you live in their place?
Well, the place they lived in Century, yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's pimped out. I mean it's pretty amazing. It's like a proper apartment, right?
Yeah, I mean their room was.
Because I went to visit their place one time and I was living in this, which is nothing. Nothing was up. And like literally when you walked into their place, it was like their home because they were living there, you know?
But yeah, I remember one time I called them. I don't know which one I messaged on the text message. And I was like, I need some toilet tissue. Just it's an emergency. Like go in my room. And I went to the room and I was like.
And a cup of sugar too.
Yeah. But I was their roommate for like maybe 2 months, I think. 2 months, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. They're nice people. They're really cool.
Yeah, they're really cool. I never worked with them together. I worked with them separately both times.
Century was a lot more convenient. I don't know if I missed Century. I don't know.
That was actually a joke.
I mean, I miss Century. The Creative Studios.
Century has like a gym and a pool and some like a barbecue place.
Yeah, they do.
But I was never able to see the gym or the pool because the time I was there,
it's cool.
They closed it off because we were in a bubble, the COVID bubble, that we couldn't even walk out of the apartments. Okay. So I never got a chance to see it. And then another time when I went before that, I visited the studios one time and Desi and Vicky were here. And, you know, we all hung out after and Desi was grilling like a steak. And that's how I knew that there's like a barbecue place in the apartment.
Yeah, so in the middle area, yeah. No, it's a cool spot, really. It's just, I think, just like Jason said, if you're in some of those apartments where it's not really set up as an apartment and it's just kind of bare, it's just kind of blah. So you you would just rather be in a hotel, I guess, at that point.
I mean, for me, I was there for a week, so it was fine. It served its purpose.
Yeah, so it's fine. It's cool. Yeah. It's more so.
Where I am now, the hotel was pretty cool.
I think it's time for them to get some new spots. That's it. That's all it is. It's fine.
This hotel, they offer continental breakfast included for free, but there is no restroom, so you still have to go out and get food. But inside, it's like a stay-in kind of thing, right? There's like two big queen-size beds, big like desk, big TV, pretty big bathroom. There's a refrigerator, microwave, dishwasher, sink. Kind of area over here.
You got two beds, so you jump from one to the other, just
in the middle of the night, I just go like, you know what?
And you come back and it's cleaned every day, right?
No. They say that they come every 4 days.
Yeah, COVID has changed it even with regular hotels. Like even if you're not on a contract, they have to message before.
I was going to say, if you definitely need something before the 4 day period, then just message them and they'll come right away.
Yeah.
Like today, talking about TP, I saw, a housekeeping person outside and I was like, hey, can I get like a couple rolls of toilet paper? They're like, yeah, sure. And that was it. Cause I don't need anything else. They stack at least for 4 days of like towels and everything else.
Or they leave stuff on your door.
When I leave. They would if I asked for it, I guess.
They leave the some hotels I've been at, they leave the bag full of all the essentials.
You guys, I'm gonna get another one of these.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Oh.
Frank, another drink. Plenty in the cellar when it's gone. Drink, drink, the glasses clink. Making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking. Clank, clank, who cares a dang?
These are the men of
3.5.
The gents of 3.5.
Well, all right.
All right.